This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on April 20th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday Night Trivia. We have 3 hours to spend together, and I am ready. Yeah, it's a tough theme, but maybe you'll get it. Maybe you'll get some of those songs as well, 11 bumper stumpers. So we'll hear those in moments. However, I'll throw out a question. Here we go. And I think it's a fairly easy one, too, making up for the somewhat hard bumper stumpers, I do believe. It's common for up-and-coming celebrities to jump at any opportunity to get on television any way they can to give them exposure, from commercials to bit parts, but there's only one show on which several unknowns later became stars. What show? All right, several unknowns became stars after being on this show. I don't know if that was directly attributable, but it's something they have in common. What is it? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. All right, now if you don't know my question, and of course you haven't heard any of the bumper stumpers, well, have your own category, and sky is the limit on that. We're going to kick it off with Barry Beatles. Yeah, he is nothing if not an idiot savant when it comes to the Beatles of New Hampshire. So, Barry, what's up?
Hey, Raleigh. Hey, the answer to your question, is it Star Search?
No. Oh, that's interesting. It is not Star Search.
Or, The Price is Right?
Not The Price is Right.
Okay.
Has anybody famous ever been on The Price is Right? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been around for decades in some form or another, so it would make sense, but that's not it. All right.
Okay.
What shape is farfalle pasta? F-A-R-F-A-L-L-E. Farfalle.
Farfalle? Is that the one that's shaped like a bell or a shell?
Butterflies,
okay.
Yeah, or bow ties. All right, that's all right. You got four more to go. You can do it. What was Columbo's first name?
Oh. Mister.
It was Frank. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Okay, bye. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yes, Mister. I never really heard him called Mister either. Detective, Lieutenant, I don't know. Was he a Lieutenant, I think? I'm not sure. Billy Bob in Bourbonnais, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, 90th time caller. I finally broke the 90 barrier.
Well, how about that?
Before I get my quiz, I was wondering if I could get a request in.
All right, let me find something to write that request down so you'll actually hear it.
No, you haven't failed me yet.
Say what?
You haven't failed me yet. I'm getting my songs in.
Well, yeah, but it helps when I write it down on something that I actually see.
Indubitably.
Yeah, so I'm looking for something in particular because it doesn't fail me. And, of course, it's not coming up. Why?
Well, I'm going to give a guess on your...
All right,
on
no.
your Go ahead.
I'm going to just write it on something else and hope I transfer it. Okay, what you got?
Now, the Beatles, they never had any particularly strong singers in the group, but when they sang in harmony, they could sound pretty good. Now, they had one when they first came out called Not a Second Time. You ever hear that song?
Yeah, it's mid for them, not that early, but sure. All right.
But anyway, that's the one where if you want to hear some good harmonizing, I'd like to hear that one.
You will hear it.
Thank you.
All right.
And I'm going to guess that it was Second City TV. They were early stars on that first.
Nice, but not right.
Okay.
What is a group of dolphins called?
A pod?
Yes, absolutely right. Who was born Robert Zimmerman?
Oh, that's Bob Dylan there.
Right. On the periodic, I think I've asked these before, but maybe not to you. On the periodic table, what element is represented by the letter K?
It's potassium.
Absolutely right. Yeah, I know I've asked these before, but that's okay. Which of the five Great Lakes is the largest?
I don't know. How about, because it sounds big, Superior?
Absolutely right. You're a winner.
Yeah.
All right. Good deal. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Billy Bob Aces. I know I've asked those before. I do have a few new ones, though. I really should be better at marking them down, though. All right. So we put Billy Bob on hold to confirm that address. And we talked to Mike. And Mike is in Cleveland. Welcome to WGN Radio, Mike.
Hi, Molly. How are you doing today?
All right. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good. Not bad.
Good.
Fair to Midland.
I'll take it.
Okay. I'd like, to request some songs first.
Okay.
If You Don't Want My Love.
Okay.
By Robert John.
Yes, a wonderful song, 1967 on Columbia. I love that record.
Right. And I got to thank you for this one. I heard it on KJ.
Uh-huh.
I found out too late.
Oh, okay.
The Sapphires.
Okay, absolutely. Yes.
And
sounds just like Who Do You Love? I Want to Know, I Want to Know.
Oh, yeah. It sounds good.
Yep, okay.
Okay. And Friendly Loans.
Oh, I love
Marcel.
That. Yes, what a wonderful song that is.
And, And now, 5x5.
All right, here we go, 5x5. What is the bartender's name that works in the Long Branch on Gunsmoke?
Let's see.
It's a pretty common. Yes, absolutely right. Sam, that's 100% right. Okay.
Right.
What is the science of shapes and sizes called?
Science of shapes and sizes.
Yeah, we all had to take this.
Okay. When did we take it?
well, if I tell you this, you'll get it right away, but we took it after Algebra 1.
Oh, I never had algebra, so I don't know.
Well, what do you think? What other, if we're talking about lower mathematics, if it were, what would it be if it's not algebra? What would come next in your mind?
General math?
Well, it would come before trigonometry.
Calculus.
No, that'd come after. Geometry.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's one wrong. Yeah.
That's
okay.
All right. You. That's perfectly fine. You got three more, and you can do it. Who was Dr. Kimball searching for in The Fugitive?
The one-armed man.
Absolutely.
Right.
What was Jack Webb's rank and name on Dragnet?
Sergeant.
Yes, Sergeant. What was his name? You can do it.
Friday.
Good enough,
Sergeant
Joe Friday. Yes, absolutely. Okay, in the Abbott and Costello skit, who's on first? Who is on third?
I don't know.
Absolutely right. Okay, there you go. You did them all. Well, I did four of them, and that's all you got to do is four out of five. So hang on, Mike. Don't go away.
Okay, have
excellent.
A good night.
You too. All right, yes, excellent, excellent, excellent. Let me put him on hold, and we will get to Shane. He's driving. Oh, we're going for a ride. Can't wait to find out where. We're going to do some MASH trivia. Donna is in Oak Lawn. Oh, she's got a guess on my question. Good. Jerry's in Montana and has got a guess on my question. Lisa is in Dundee. And she's got a guess on my question. Okay, and Cindy in Chicago wants something or other. So all that and more is coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. There it is, your first bumper stomper. Now, I don't expect to get a theme yet, but I expect you to know this. And, of course, a line has to be available, and all of them are taken right now. So when somebody hangs up, you know that is your time to get in on the action. 888-876-5593-8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. So, common for up-and-coming celebrities to jump at any opportunity to get on television any way that can give them exposure, from commercials to bit parts. But there's only one show on which several unknowns later became stars. What show? All right, so that's your question. If you don't like it, you can have any topic you want, because everybody knows something about something. And Shane is driving and taking me along for the ride. Where are we going tonight?
We are going to Milwaukee to get my second load of the night.
All right, very good. All right. That should be an uneventful trip.
This happened last week. I can't hear you again, Raleigh.
You can't? I wonder why.
I'm going to have to give you a call back, Raleigh.
Okay, good. I'm in a different studio tonight, so whatever the problem was last week shouldn't be a problem this week, and I think we solved it for last week anyway, but I'm not sure why. But I think so far everybody has heard me, but then again, yeah, just never know. Donna is in Oak Lawn. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Hi, do you hear me?
I'd like to try. Okay. Yes, I can.
Okay, good.
I'd like to try your trivia question.
Excellent.
I think it's the dating game.
You're 100% right. It is. Yes. Can you name any of them?
Manson.
Farrah Fawcett, Sally Field, Steve Martin, Leif Garrett, Tom Selleck, John Ritter, Burt Reynolds, and Suzanne Summers all became stars after appearing on the dating game. There's probably
absolutely
even more
amazing.
Yeah. Yep, hard to believe, but true. All right, you are a winner. Hang on, Donna. Don't go away. All right.
Well, thank you.
So, the dating game, it is. I told you it'd be easy. Now, let's put Donna on hold. And I've got to come up with another question for you. All right. 25% of Wisconsin residents have this in common. It's more than any other state. By comparison, only 7.4% of Tennessee residents have it. That's the lowest state. So Wisconsin has the most, Tennessee has the fewest. What are they? What do these residents have in common? All right, so now we're going to see whether or not Shane can hear me. So Shane, we're back. Do you hear me this time?
I hear you this time, Raleigh.
Okay, good. Excellent. So we're going to do MASH trivia, are we?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, we've got several questions, and you'll know them all. Who was the first commanding officer?
Henry Blake.
Absolutely right. See, we have a winner. It's just that easy. All right. Thanks for taking me along for the ride. Don't go away. Hang on. All right. So there we have it. On an uneventful trip to Milwaukee tonight, I do believe. So that is it. MASH trivia, as simple as that. All right, so I believe Jerry in Montana had a guess on our last question. So, Jerry, are you still with us?
I'm right here, and I can hear you. You're coming in like a house on fire.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that. So, what you got?
Well, anyway, I would have been wrong. I was going to say American Idol. I never watch any of those shows or reality shows. Actually, much of what you see, but I was going to say American Idol, apparently, it was the dating game.
Yep, the dating game.
It was also another stupid show.
Agreed.
So, I'll tell you what, two things. For a request, and I know you like it too, Nat King Cole's That Sunday, That Summer.
Oh, yes, I certainly do like it. All right.
Isn't that a great song?
Yes, I think it's my favorite by him. Absolutely.
Yeah, the part where he sings, go ahead, kiss her.
It brings
tears to my eyes.
Yeah.
And do you want to do charts real quick?
Okay, what year are we doing?
63.
All right. This week in 1963, or do you have another week in mind?
Nah, that's fine.
All right, well, let's see where we are. Here we have 1963, and that would be April 20th. Here we are. Number one, He's So Fine.
Chiffon.
Yes. Number two, Can't Get Used to Losing You.
Andy Williams.
Yep. Number three, I Will Follow Him.
Little Peggy March.
Absolutely. Yeah, I used to get...
I'm doing pretty good, huh?
Yeah, you're doing great. I used to get requests for that, and they'd say, play Apollo. I'm like, Apollo? Yeah, Apollo. Oh, I Will Follow Him. All right. Number four, Puff.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yes. Number five, Baby Workout.
Jackie Wilson.
Number six, Young Lovers. Good Luck, Young Lovers, Everywhere. It's a follow-up.
Man, you got me there, Raleigh.
Well, it's a follow-up, and it's a duo, and their names are pretty much the same as the original hit record. That doesn't help, huh?
Yeah, it wouldn't be Paul and Paula.
Yes, it would. Absolutely right.
Is that right?
Yep.
I never heard that. I love that. What was it? Hey Paula.
Yeah. Hey Paula. Yeah. You don't know Good Luck, Young Lovers.
I never. Well, I grew up. I was born and raised in Montana. You know, we didn't hear everything.
Well, it's pretty much the same record. But let me see if I have it on this computer. I'll play it for you if I do. Let's see. I've got 20 Paul and Paula records. Don't tell me I don't have this.
This is great.
Yeah, okay, here we are. Yes, 1963. Here we are. Here's Paul and Paula at their finest, don't you know?
Get it.
We pledged our love to each other. We know that our love will last.
And it's downhill from there.
Yeah, no, I never heard that before. Wasn't it Paul and Paula, or was it Dick and Dee Dee, where one of them was on the Dick Clark tour? And one of them couldn't make it or got sick.
Yeah, I think it was. I think that was Dee Dee. I'm pretty sure that was
okay.
Dee Dee. Yeah, and so
yeah, she's still around.
I think so, and I don't think Paul is, by the way, but I think Paula is. But let me see. I can probably look it up. You see, I'd know this for sure if Carol was still alive, because she kept me honest with all this. Is Dee Dee still alive? Let's see. Of course.
Yeah, as far as I know, she is.
Yeah, I think so, too. Let's see. So.
Yeah, I have a promo from her where she says my name. So
isn't that nice?
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of, I interviewed her one time.
Yeah, Dee Dee Phelps. All right, so here we have
Drop names or anything.
Well, it's, like I say, Dick's dead. He died, God, that's over 20 years ago now. But I think Dee Dee Sperling, I think she's still alive.
She wrote a book about 20 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. And so, yeah, The Mountain's High. And that was the deal. They were from Los Angeles, where Paul and Paula, that was Major Bill Smith in Fort Worth. And what a soap opera that whole thing was. In any event, I think you were right with what you were guessing on. Hang on, don't go away. So we'll pick it up right there, right after the news, right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who is this? Yeah, I don't think the theme is going to be very apparent, but, oh, man. Apologize to Jerry in Montana. We were only half the way through his top 10. Yeah, after Paul and Paula, I just flipped over all the cards and made him a winner. And so we'll leave it that way. But I did note, yeah, there are four of them we didn't get to. But maybe you'll pick the same week. It's hard to say. And if so, we'll start with number six. Okay, so, or seven. 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh. So, it's interesting because I picked out a question for Alex, and as I was preparing to write it down, John came in with a better question, so we'll go to Alex, since now we have two questions, but we'll ask one of them. So, Alex in Round Lake, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. You ready for your question? This is courtesy of John.
Yes, I am.
Zane Grey had a collection of his stories, 75 books in all, published by Walter J. Black. One story was an original edition. The others were republishing. What was the original story?
Oh, my goodness. Really? It's a Western, obviously, but I have no idea.
You mean either. It's The Camp Robber.
Okay.
Yep, so apparently 74 reprints and one original, The Camp Robber. All right, well, when you call back next week, I'll ask my question. We'll see how you do.
Wait, what?
I say call back next week, I'll ask my question, and we'll see how you do.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, appreciate it. All right, so that was a good. Now, what I have to do before I do anything else is print out my question, or Alex is going to call back, and I'll be thinking, what? Huh? Who? Yeah, it's like that. All right, so now let's see what we're doing. All right, so now, 888-876-5593. You have two bumper stumpers, so that's something to think about. You got a question, and we're talking about, these 50 United States, where 25% of Wisconsin residents all have this in common. That's the most in any state. By comparison, the least in any state is Tennessee, where only 7.4 residents have this in common. What in common? So there is your trivia question. Now, when you don't know my trivia questions, well, just ask for a category. Everybody knows something about something. All right. Now, I think Mark wants to take a guess on this in Chicago. So, Mark, welcome back to WGN Radio. Are you there, Mark? All right. Maybe Mark wanted to guess on a previous question. I don't know. He's not there now. So let's see. Oh, Lisa's in Dundee. Yes. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Thank you for the wonderful questions.
You're quite welcome. You surprised me, though, when you started out with the other list.
I know. Well, you know, it's if you'd see this, it's a wonder I found any list. I was glad to see something in English. So
there you go. Yeah. That's funny.
But yes,
I was going to guess on your trivia question, but obviously I had it wrong, too. Well, I thought it was Perry Mason.
Oh, that, yeah, and there were a lot of people on Perry Mason. You're right, a lot of bit players on that. But
yeah,
I guess nothing trumps the dating game.
I guess not. And I, you know, shame to say, I've seen most of those.
Have you really?
And they are pretty awful.
They are awful. They're truly awful.
And yeah, it wasn't. That show was never as fun as much fun as the Newlywed Game.
Yeah, but see, I'm convinced. Now, I don't know this for a fact, although people have kind of looked at me with a knowing look when I've asked those who do know. The people who fill out the questionnaire, they got to be rated for being stupid. They can't put anybody on this show who knows what they're doing. The Newlywed Game show is great because they're all stupid.
Yeah.
that's the deal.
You wonder sometimes. Yeah, I think they must coach you to say, you know, the most outrageous things or something, because...
Well, right, and, they teach you phrases like making whoopee, you know, for...
Exactly,
All that.
And, of course, Bob Eubanks was so good at pulling out stuff, too, you know, from the couples. He knew just what to say.
Yeah, he was good at that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carol, a disc jockey, makes good. He did very well on that, I agree.
Yeah, he sure did.
All right.
So then how about a Seinfeld question, if you have it?
Okay, well, I got to look it up, and we can do that. So why not? You know them all, I'm sure.
Not all of them, but I'll try.
But most, let's see. Well, these talk about how easy is the quiz, so we'll just pick out one called Average. All right, and we have all sorts of questions here, and let's see what we got here. What is George Costanza's middle name? And they're mentioned throughout the series, but Jerry's and Kramer's never are. But George and Elaine, they mention their middle names. So what
is... Yeah. I know Elaine's.
Okay, go ahead.
But George... Let's see. George... I don't think I'm going to know this one. George something Costanza. George.
Okay, let's see if we can give you multiple choice. Let me find choices here. Would it be David, Jerome, Lewis, or Donald?
Say that again.
David.
Please.
David, Jerome, Lewis, Donald.
God, I want to say Jerome.
It's Lewis.
I don't remember ever hearing that.
And they claim they say it all the time. Just tell
you
what.
They probably do. It's just something that, you know, goes in one ear and out the other.
No, this is interesting. They say hints, and then you click on hints, but they don't give you any hints, so I don't know. Oh, well.
Oh.
All right. Well,
I know it's Elaine Marie Bennis.
Well, there you are.
But, yeah.
So, and George Louis Costanza. Well, it makes sense.
Yeah. And Kramer, we didn't even know his first name until later on in the series, you know.
I still don't know. What was his first name?
Cosmo.
Cosmo Kramer? That's good.
Yes.
All right. So.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes. Well, the quiz was called Excruciating Minutia. All right.
There you go.
There you have it.
Well, I'm going to try again next week.
And I'm counting on it. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks,
okay, bye.
Raleigh.
All right. So now, Jerry did call back. Yeah, I cut him off in the middle of charts, but that speaks so much for my state of mind. But so, Jerry, you're back. Now, we got to, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm right here. Let me take you off speaker. Okay.
All right,
yeah,
so,
I was just...
Doing charts.
Yeah, I was just doing what I was told. I was listening to your producer or something.
Oh, well, yeah, six was Young Lovers, which you got, Paul and Paula, and now you've heard some of it, too. Never need to hear it again. Number seven, South Street.
I should have just been happy.
Oh, you can
six.
Do this.
South Street.
Where do all the hippies meet? South Street.
Was it the Orlons?
Absolutely right. Number eight.
All right.
Number eight. Don't say nothing bad about my baby. Oh, no.
Cookies.
Yep. Number nine. Pipeline.
Shantae.
Yes, and number 10, Do the Bird.
Was that the Trashman?
No, that was Surfing Bird. Do the Bird, we're talking Cameo Parkway, female artist.
Dee Dee Sharp.
Absolutely right, it is Dee Dee Sharp. Yes,
wow,
yes.
Man.
So see, you're a winner. I was right.
This is the best I've ever done.
You did very well. Excellent. All right, well, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Oh, okay.
Oh, now, by the way, did John get your address?
Yeah, that's okay. So he got my zip code. Okay. I don't really care about the prizes. Well, I'm just doing it because I like to be right about things, you know.
I don't blame you. But eventually you get something. It'll take forever, and hopefully you'll still be breathing when you do, but eventually you get something.
Well, I don't know. It's taken about 3 years. How old do you think I am?
Well, believe me, I understand that. But, you know, it's been a little over 3 years since John's stroke. We were in the process of mailing them out when he had the stroke. So we kind of put things on hold. And just today,
I told him one time, I said, you don't have to send me anything.
You eventually get something. It's just the way it is.
And we being right about things and showing everyone how smart I am,
especially
in the big market. So, it's all good.
All right.
It's all good.
Good deal.
All right. See you.
Okay, thanks.
See you
later.
All right. Okay.
So, very good for Jerry there. Yes, he aced some of the top 10, enough of the top 10 to win. All right. So, now, this is terrible. We're going to be talking to Andy in Los Angeles, and I thought of a question for him last week, and I have to think about what it is. But I think I can easily do that, but he'll be waiting a little while. Don't go away, Andy. All right, now, Cindy in Chicago wanted Miss Fisher's trivia. All right, Cindy.
Okay, first of all, do you speak German?
No. Do you?
Yeah, I had 4 years, but right now I'm fixing my Vogelhäuser, which means birdhouse. My brother got a cuckoo clock from the Black Forest once when he went to Germany, and it fell off the wall, and I'm going to be with you all night holding it together because the crown fell off, and I got to hold it together. I got with Gorilla Glue, the bird came off, and the... But anyhow, I saw on the floor. Now, what was I going to say? I thought it was the Untouchables and Rawhide. That's what I thought. But I have another guess for Wisconsin, people who own lakefront property.
That is not correct.
Okay, and then I wanted Miss Fisher trivia.
Okay. Well, Miss Fisher's first name was Phryne. How do you pronounce it?
Oh, that's not the Miss Fisher I want. Miss Fisher, Peregrine?
She's a 1920s detective, right?
Yeah, but not the detective, the Miss Fisher murder mysteries with Franny Fisher, but the aunt.
The aunt. All right, hold on. We'll find aunt questions. Don't go away. Oh, God help me. Christine in Bridgeport, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
All right. How about yourself? What'd you hear?
You know what? I swear to God, you have a photographic musical memory.
No, not hardly.
Oh, yes, you do. Because I could never answer all the questions all these people answer.
Well, that's all right. I look them up.
You know. I guess you have the fast. Either it's your mind or you have the fastest computer.
Yeah, right.
There we go. I have a guess.
All right. What do you got?
I think it's the same last name.
Oh, that's interesting. The family trees don't fork. No, that's not it.
Oh, okay. I thought I'd try.
I love it, though. Thanks for calling. Do it again. Appreciate it. All right. So, yes, that's a fine guess. It's just not right. It's the only thing wrong with it. We're going to do a little chart action here, I do believe, because Mike is in Elmwood Park. So, Mike, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
Thank you. Okay.
So we're going to do 1968?
Yep.
Oh, what a dreadful week. All right, let's do it. 1968. I remember it well.
Me too.
Yeah, saying it's come to this. All right. Number one, Honey.
Bobby Goldsboro.
That's right. Touring the Honey House. See the tree, how big it's grown? All right, number two, Cry Like a Baby.
Cry Like a Baby, they box top.
Yes, number three, Young Girl.
Young Girl, Love and Spoonful?
No, not Younger Girl, Young Girl, Get Out of My Mind, My Love for You is Way Over.
Oh, Gary Puckett, yeah, okay. Gary Puckett and Union Gap.
Number four, Lady Madonna.
Beatles.
Number five, Since You've Been Gone, Sweet, Sweet Baby.
Since You've Been Gone. Marvin Gaye?
Aretha Franklin. That's all right. You're allowed three misses. Number six, I Got the Feeling.
I Got the Feeling. James Brown?
Yep. Yeah, very good. Number seven, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Otis Redding.
Number eight, Dance to the Music.
Sly and Family Stone.
Number nine, Tighten Up.
Archie Bell and the Drell.
Yes, even though there's no Drell on that record. It's the TSC Tornadoes, and they're still pissed about it. Number 10, The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, what's that guy's name? I can't think of his name.
Yeah, he's a great singer, actually. Does a lot of wonderful scat stuff and jazz stuff, and he had one big hit.
I know Merle Haggard did a tune like that, but I can't think.
You can't. He had one big hit here before The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde, and that was Yeah, Yeah, and not the Lee Dorsey record. This is Y-E-H. Yeah, what's his name?
Georgie? I can't think of the other name. I know his first name is George, but I can't think of the last name.
It's Georgie Fame.
Oh, okay.
But that's all right. You got 80%. Good enough for me. You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. Stay right where you are.
Okay.
All right. Good deal. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And let's see, what are we going to have here? We're going to have Don and Beloit. Warplanes again. Oh, God, help me. But Andy in Los Angeles, I will have a 60s New York radio question for him. Yes, New York Rock My Radio. Great song, by the way. Cindy in Chicago, we did Miss Fisher. Matt in Harwood, but we're doing another one. We're doing the murder mysteries. That's right, we have to have the other Miss Fisher, her aunt. God help us. James on the South Side wants World War II. You might get it before the show's over. And Maddie in Harwood Heights got some guesses for me. And right now there's no room available for you, but as soon as you hear somebody hang up, there will be a line available for you. And grab it, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. Don't get around much any, don't get around much any, don't get around much any more. Miss the Saturday hop. Heard they crowded the floor. Couldn't bear it without. The club got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates, might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who are they? All right, and yes, you absolutely know who they are, but maybe not in this incarnation. Really interesting. That was a 45. They had two 45s on this particular label, Sabrina, in New York. And you're saying, well, what's interesting about that? Well, what's interesting about that is a year later in 1962, there was an album that came out by them. That one, that was on Sabina. They dropped the R. The interesting thing about in both cases is I don't think you can name any other act X on these labels. So, okay, maybe something by Pete Bennett, but that's about it. All right, so that's the deal there. Now, we have it's a softball question. And, you know, I remember last week I said, I'll make it harder next week, but I didn't. I had a great question. I don't know what happened to it. So let's go with something easy to Andy in Los Angeles. So, all right, Andy, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Okay, so here we go. Last week, of course, we talked about Chuck Leonard going from WWRL to WABC. Another WWRL personality went to a top 40 station in New York. What personality, what station?
Last week we talked about, who did you say?
Chuck Leonard. Remember, we're going to WABC. Well,
Frankie Crocker.
And where did he go?
We went to two places. At one point, he was on MCA.
Yeah, that's the one we wanted.
That's the answer?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Right. 1969, that was the top 40 station, because we're not talking about BLS or anything later. So, yeah, and he started at UFO in Buffalo. All right, well, as usual, you're a winner. Hang on. Eventually, you get something.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, absolutely.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I just wanted your opinion on something.
Yes.
When you post music or things on YouTube, you know, they get a credit, a copyrighted. You can't just, or in a movie, right? You have to, have to be paid, the artist or publisher, or they're supposed to be.
Well, it's supposed to be through both Sound Exchange
ASCAP?
And the, no, ASCAP and BMI are for the writer and the publisher. Sound Exchange is for the artist and the label.
Okay. Do you think that DJ air checks should have the same arrangement or something like it?
Probably not. And the real problem is when we say you get paid, I hate sending royalty reports in, because you know that they can't find the records that I'm playing on KJ. You know, they can easily find it when it's Taylor Swift or somebody you know. But a lot of this no-name stuff, none of these people ever see anything. So as far as air checks, most of the air checks are scoped. And, of course, on a scoped thing, you're not hearing them.
No, I'm talking about the DJ. The DJ,
The disc jockey themselves. Now you're getting into an interesting question. All right, and here is the problem.
That was my question.
The disc jockey doesn't own the product. The radio station does. He was an employee for hire. So if there was going to be money, it wouldn't go to the disc jockey anyway.
So you don't have control of your voice. Although, doesn't the artist, even though they're working for a record company, it's the artist's talent that gets paid, or paid that was a record company?
In some cases, no. That's why I'm saying Sound Exchange came out, because so many artists didn't get paid. You call me like Tuesday through Thursday when we're not doing trivia, we can talk about this at length, and I'll tell you one of the games the record companies play. And I'll look forward to it. So hang on. Don't go away, Andy.
Okay.
All right. So absolutely. Yeah, it's shades of gray, to say the least. We got two more hours of trivia coming up right here on WGN Radio.
Steal your girl from you.
You find him almost anywhere. So, brother, you better beware.
And if your lover has a roving eye, you'd better take her and get her wise. Or the boy will surely steal her heart away. Believe me, when I say,
keep her by your side.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to me.
I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who are they? Why are they on the list? What's the commonality? Well, I'll settle with who they are. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, And we have a greater than a less than question, so to speak. 25% of Wisconsin residents have this in common. That's the most in any other United States. By comparison, only 7.4% of Tennessee residents have this in common. Have what in common? All right, so 888-876-5593. Now back to Cindy. Are you still there, Cindy?
Yeah.
All right, good, good. All right, it's your mission to drive me crazy. I know that. I can tell now. And so let's go with that a moment. And All right, now, what you're talking about was the spinoff show, I assume, Miss Fisher's Modern Murder Mysteries. Is that correct?
No, the first one, the original.
Well, the original is what I gave you a question from, and you didn't like it. So,
Paragram is the modern Miss Fisher.
That's right. That's modern. But the first question I gave you had nothing to do with Peregrine.
Oh, I thought that was her. You were talking.
No, on the original. I want to know how to pronounce on the original, not on the spinoff.
And spell it again.
I've got to pull that question back up because, see, you decided that wasn't right, so I've cast that asunder. So let me find it again, and we will hopefully do it. And so, all right, where were we? It was such a nice question. And see, you didn't even like it. All right. Well, yes, this was the original, not the spinoff. And why can't I find the whole quiz, by the way, whole quiz. So I'll keep looking. So let's see. All right. Jeez. Yeah, this is bad. I had it right in front of me now, of course, and I closed that window. But that's all right. I'm going to find it, if it's the last thing I do, and it may be. So we'll see. So I believe it was a fun trivia thing. Yeah, here we go. All right, here we go. I found it. Amazing but true. Now that would be. Her name is spelled Phryne.
Peyton.
Phryne is Phryne.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I know that. Phryne.
Yeah, Phryne. It rhymes with briny.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, okay.
All right, well, there we go. So I was asking you the right series, see? You just cast it asunder for no good reason.
And when I was talking crazy, I was talking about C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, help me. We're not going to do Narnia. All right, we did Phryne Fisher, and we'll do something else next week once I recover. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Maddie is in Harwood Heights. Maddie, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, I love you, and I've got 10 comments, 10 questions. I'm glad John is back.
Me too.
Because you are awful at monitoring your phone calls and all of that.
Well, there's no way
thank God there's a buffer.
No, there's no way to do it while I'm on the air, you understand.
Of course, but I'm just glad he's back.
Yes,
I like him. He's serious. I like him.
Good, me too.
I'm just saying, I like John. All right, so want to do trivia? I don't care the topic. Let's go.
No, you have to have a topic. You can't just expect me to come up with something.
Why are you mad at me?
I'm not.
Let's do, I don't know, let's do 1980s music,
okay.
Or you pick a topic.
1980s music, huh? Okay. Let's.
My wife loves you, and she loves the 80s music. She loves the Duran Duran and the everything else.
All right. So
I don't know. I just wanted to talk to you and say that I love you, and my wife loves you, and she helped me discover you.
Isn't that nice?
And yeah, and I love your history, and I love that you've been at it so long, and I'm a big radio guy, and blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so here is an 80s tune, and it was a huge, huge, huge
Let's
hit.
Let's go.
Okay, the lyric is, don't want to see no blood, don't want to be a macho man. What's the song?
Beat It.
Yes, absolutely right. Just that easy. All right. Good deal. You just won. Now, of course, the prizes are worthless. It takes forever to get them, but eventually you get a certificate that you'll like and something else you don't want.
Is it over, Raleigh? Is it over? Is it over?
Well, I don't know. Do you want it to be?
Let's keep going. Any other trivia questions for me?
Oh, well, I'll just keep going with the 80s. All right.
Let's go.
And here we go. 'Cause the boy with the cold, hard cash is always Mr. Right. Female artist. Big hit.
Say it again. Sing it, Raleigh.
I don't sing. 'Cause the boy with the cold, hard cash is always Mr. Right.
The boy with the cold, hard cash is always Mr. Right. I don't know if I'm singing it right. I'm going to guess that it's Leona Tiano.
It's Material Girl by Madonna. All right. We'll try another one. Today is another day to find you shying away. Oh, I'll be coming for your love, okay?
You know what, Raleigh?
What?
I'm going to hang up and shame myself because I don't know the answers to any of this stuff. I'm too big of a folky. Like, I'm a folk guy, and, like, I don't know these. But do you know about the Numero series? I know that you're way deep into, like, soul music. Do you know about the Numero group?
No. What is this?
There's this website. It's called the Numero Group. And like you, they're great at finding old soul, old school, you know, city records. You know,
okay.
Like when yeah, I don't know. It's just an interesting thing. And one more question.
Yes.
Do you ever listen to Rodriguez?
I don't know who that is.
Check out a guy named Rodriguez. Tell your listeners to check out a guy named Rodriguez.
Are we talking about... No, wait a minute. Because there's a lot of singers who have been named Rodriguez, sure. Like in country, John Rodriguez or Sixto Rodriguez. Which... does Rodriguez have a first name?
He did a song called Sugar Man.
Okay.
Do you know that song, Sugar Man?
Yeah. I think we're talking about Sixto. His name is Sixto Rodriguez.
What? It might be.
Yeah, Sugar Man is...
You know what?
Yeah, that I do know. Sixto Rodriguez.
Yes, that guy, he's a soulful, like a soulful hippie. Kind of like a great guy. Look, I'm not going to keep you. I love you. My wife loves you. Her name is Maria. She's a flight attendant for United. She's in Alaska. And you know what? The other night, I heard you complaining about Alaskan food.
Now, by the way, did you hear me play the record for her? Because I played your request.
Was it the We Can Work It Out by...
Yes, absolutely. I did play it right after the news.
That's a great song.
And, yes, and dedicated it directly to her. But yes, it was on Thursday's show, and I played that. So I hope you heard it.
Raleigh, you're making me cry a little bit. I'm going to let you get to the rest of your listeners because I know they love you, and this was a nice little moment for me. I'll call you again.
Okay, I'll count on it.
John's back.
All right.
Canyon, baby.
Thanks,
buddy. All right, good night.
Appreciate it. All right, so there you have. Yeah, I did. I played it just for her. We Can Work It Out. In fact, before the news, I played some of it and realized I had to cut it off, and then I played all of it after the news, so I think he missed it, but you didn't. Did you? All right, so we're going to do World War II with James on the South Side, and we're going to do World War II planes. Oh, yes, aviation. I'm eventually going to run out of these questions. Oh, let's do that now. Actually, I didn't run out, but soon. Don and Beloit, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Happy Monday. Happy Monday.
Yeah, it's Monday. Okay.
we have more. I mean, Raleigh, this is stuff everybody knows, right? How about licensed boaters in Wisconsin?
Not licensed boaters.
Hunters?
Nope.
Second homes?
Nope.
Like second homeowners?
Nope.
I think I know the answer.
And what would that be?
It's covered in... excessive drinking, binge drinking.
You're absolutely right.
I mean, they covered an orientation still at University of Wisconsin for incoming freshmen.
Now, what I found interesting about it wasn't that Wisconsin, 25% of Wisconsin residents are binge drinkers. What surprised me was that Tennessee had the lowest number at 7.4%.
Of course, you got a few counties that are dry there.
not completely anymore, but even so, that still was a surprise to me. But yes, you're absolutely right. That's it. All right. So I don't even need to ask you my plane question. I'll save it.
I got some requests. I got some requests.
Oh, all right. Let's see.
I'm always going to try to give you three. Don's three.
All right.
How about, oh, come on. There's too much que nada.
All right.
Sergio Mendes, Brazil 66. Can you do that one?
Uh-huh.
There's a medley. It's called the Huey Smith Medley by Dr. John.
Oh, God. All right. What
and
else?
And then Funky Kingston by Toots and the Maytals.
Oh, God. Okay. All right.
1972. Yeah. Frederick Toots Hibbert.
Yeah. All right.
Well, listen, way to go, drinkers.
I guess. Must not be anything else to do. But, yes, it is their claim to fame. I would not have thought of it. Like I say, what interested me about that question was Tennessee being the least. So, not the Tennessee I know. All right, very good. So that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Raleigh, there's not a college in America that has more incoming freshmen with experience drinking than at Madison, Wisconsin Madison. They get the gold seal every gold medal every year.
Well, you know, I can see that after you've been in Madison a while, you're going to want to drink. I'm convinced of that. You know, you get behind the cheddar curtain and oh man, throw it all out. So there you have it.
All right.
So all right.
And if you're with your parents, as you know, we've gone over this before. It's the only state in the country that you're allowed to drink at a table in a restaurant with your parents, no matter what your age is.
Must be something in the water. I don't know.
Well, it hops.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So he's absolutely right. Add to a stash. Don's a winner. Ding, ding, ding. We'll flip over all the cards. And we'll have another question. All right. Well, since Don called, and I know we've got James on the South Side going to do more World War II, let me mention this World War II question. After World War II, Russian doctors taped electrodes to the heads of volunteers in order to develop a cure for this. In order to develop a cure for what? Taping electrodes to the heads of volunteers. I know. And what did you have to do to volunteer, right? Was it like, well, you can spend your life in prison or you can volunteer? I don't know what the what the incentive was there, but they got enough volunteers. Russian doctors taped electrodes to the heads of volunteers. And there were several things. They were trying to correct spinal cord injuries, for instance. But what's interesting is they were going after a cure for this. And in 1948, they proclaimed it was a success. Really? Well, 1948, how many years ago would that have been? A lot of them. That's right. A good 78 by my count. And they proclaimed it a success. Well, 78 years later, we haven't seen a cure for this on the market anywhere. All right. So what were Russian doctors trying to cure by taping electrodes to the head of volunteers? There's your question. All right, and we'll be doing MASH trivia with Dave and World War II trivia with James, and there's room for you, too. There's another bumper stumper coming up. It's easy, too. If you're a doo-wop fan, it's really easy. It's well, but as far as the theme, well, I'll leave that to you. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio. With your
smile so warm and your cheek so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fears apart.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's easy. All right, but what's the theme? All right, so there you have that. Now, we're going to be getting another six-pack from Jimmy P., I do believe. We're going to talk about MASH with Dave, and we're going to, let's see, James on the South Side, though, he wants his World War II. So, James, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Excellent.
I'm glad to hear that John's doing fine.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to talk World War II, and we're going to talk the Polish Army, and we're going to talk about a soldier named Wojtek, W-O-J-T-E-K. And he actually held the rank of corporal. What was Wojtek? Who was Wojtek? Tell me about him.
Oh, he was a bear.
You're absolutely right. He was a bear. He was a Syrian brown bear, and he helped carry ammunition during the Battle of Monte Cassino. Yes, absolutely. I hope he got benefits.
Okay. I want to take a few shots at that new question too.
Okay. Well, I think we just got it answered, didn't we? If we asked another one, 25% of Wisconsin residents have binge drinking in common. So, the new one. Yes, okay. So after World War II, Russian doctors taped electrodes to the heads of volunteers. What were they trying to cure?
Schizophrenia?
Nope. What else you got?
Okay. Headaches?
Nope. What else?
Okay. Insomnia?
Yes, absolutely right. Insomnia. Hold on a minute. It's time for the news. Don't go away. Stay right there. And you're a winner. All right. We'll pick it up right there with more Monday Night Trivia in moments after the news on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and as you know, Monday Night Trivia, we're halfway through it. One of my all-time favorite records, by the way. I played it quite a bit, so you should know who it is, and maybe even know the theme. I don't know. So our question, all right, we've got to get another one, right, because, we're just going through them like water tonight. Insomnia it was. Russian doctors were taping electrodes to the heads of volunteers to try and cure insomnia. Now, the interesting part was in 1948, they proclaimed it a success. We've yet to see an anti-insomnia machine on the market, but you just never know. All right. Well, let's just move right along here. And that's right. To another yet another question you'll get easily. Finland residents. Yeah, let's talk Finland residents. They're the largest per capita candy of this. I just gave you the answer, which was candy. We can't ask it again. They're the largest per capita candy eater. How about that? I shouldn't have done that. All right. So let's talk about British people and what they eat. In 2000, British subjects spent $35 per person per year on this edible. What edible? All right. $35 per person per year on this edible. What are they eating? That's not a lot of money, actually, but it was consistent. Yeah, they all seem to be eating it. What is it? 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, Jimmy P. on the south side. How's it going, Jimmy P.?
Hey, Raleigh, how you been? I haven't talked to you for a while. I don't always have a chance to get to the phone, so when I do, I grab it. So.
Good, good. Well, good
listen,
to hear from
I got. Did anybody get the Belmont singing?
No, they didn't. Very good. Yeah.
Yeah, I got, you know, I said I know these guys, and then it popped on me, the Belmonts.
The Belmonts.
They sounded better than they ever did.
I think so, too, and I can't imagine what this deal is with this record label. Like I said, the single was on Sabrina, and the album was on Sabina, and I can't find any other records on either of those labels.
Now, the way you look tonight, I know the name of the group, but it's a block. I just can't get
it. Okay, that's all right.
And the one you just played starting this section, I never heard that song.
Oh, it's one of my all-time favorites, and
Did they play it around Chicagoland?
I don't think they played it anywhere. And it's one of those records that I just love. And it's on a label, one of these labels that put out one record. And this was the record. The label is Shamal, C-H-A-M-A-L, which I think is an amalgamation of two names, C-H-A and M-A-L. But I don't know who they are because I can't find them. And I can't find anything out about the group. There are other groups with the same name that have nothing to do with these guys. But I just thought it was the nicest version ever. And nobody seems to know anything about it.
It sounded good. It sounded like a female lead.
It is. It absolutely is. Yes, but who knows who?
Yeah, right. And I got a six-pack if I could sneak it in.
Yes, I hope so.
All right, number one would be The Door Is Still Open by the Cardinals.
Oh, okay.
Number two is I Was Wrong by the Moon Glows.
Okay.
Number three, Crazy Baby by the Spaniels.
Okay.
Number four, Kokomo by the Fabulous Flamingos.
Okay.
Number five is the Clovers, Good Lovin'.
Okay.
And number six is Searching for My Love by Bobby Moore, is it? Or?
Yeah, Bobby Moore, absolutely.
By Bobby Moore.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. All good choices.
All right, Raleigh, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Good to hear from you.
Okay, anytime. All right, take care of yourself, Raleigh.
888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And, man, I tell you what. Let's see. Oh, Dave on the north side wants his MASH trivia. All right, Dave, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, we're going to be doing MASH, are we? All right, let me... I picked out a question, too. Now, of course, I have to find it. But it was in front of me before. What?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you. I just wanted, before we started, I wanted to request a couple of songs.
All right. What do you want?
About the Rusty Dusty Blues.
Okay. What else?
By Jordan.
Yeah.
I'm not sure... the Hucklebuck Dance?
Okay. Well, I can do that. Yeah, I still have a few of yours to play, but I'll add these to the list.
Yeah, I was surprised you played The Little Man.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
Right.
I thought when I asked, I thought you were like, no, I'm not going to play it.
Oh, no, I did not say that at all. Just wrote it down. Knew it might take a little while, but we got there.
Or was it maybe because I thought it was like by Glenn Miller?
Well, yeah, but except it wasn't. But
maybe that's why you said no. When you played the song, you said it was by someone else. I forget the guy.
Yeah.
And a question. You said you were getting bored, but was that with my Flintstone question, or was that just with me asking multiple choice questions?
Yeah, multiple choices, but Flintstone also. We're going to run out of Flintstone multiple choice questions.
Okay, because a couple weeks back I said, well, let's stop with the multiple. I'll just try answering the question.
Okay.
You're like, okay, but you kept on asking multiple choice on Gunsmoke last week.
All right, well, then we'll next week we'll do Flintstone without multiple choice, but right now we'll do MASH without multiple choice. You ready?
Yeah, that's right.
How far is it to Toledo, according to the signposts in the 4077th compound?
Toledo?
Yeah, Klinger always knew how far it was from, you know, from home. Big sign.
Oh, yeah. You always get me with these. Darn it, the question you asked earlier was simpler than this one. Thousands of miles? I don't know.
All right. I'll ask another one. 6,133 miles. So,
okay.
So here, this one comes up a lot. BJ, what did it stand for?
B and J?
Yeah, what did it stand for? You know, BJ Honeycutt?
Wasn't the B like B-E and J, like J-A-Y or something?
You know, I'll give it to you. It actually stood for nothing, but yes, it was his parents. B, his mom, and J, his dad. Good enough. So yeah, B.J. Honeycutt. You're right. Good. So you win. See, it's that easy.
Yeah, that was easier than the last question.
All right, good. Hang on. Don't go away. And I realize that was unfair because you're not seeing it, and that sign would have helped if you could see it. So that was an unfair question for you.
I never think about it when you ask me the same questions.
Yeah, I know. I just don't pay attention
as much as I should.
Yeah, absolutely. You can hit me over the head for that. Hang on. Don't go away. I should pay more attention. So that is absolutely right. Now, I believe we're getting bumper guesses. Are we really? Stephanie is in Madison. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Stephanie, what'd you hear, you know?
Oh, hey, I'll tell you what. First of all, that is a gorgeous version of Blue Moon.
Yeah.
When my mom heard the Marcells, my mom, she had a fit.
I'm sure.
She just, oh, my God. She said, that is my favorite song in the and I didn't like it either. You know, I mean, I got used to it, but this version you just played, oh, my God, it's gorgeous. And the Jaguars sang The Way You Look Tonight.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And that guy that called, who gave a list of six songs,
yes.
He picked some good ones.
Yes,
yes.
Jimmy P., he always does.
Oh, he did. I'm searching for, I love that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, oh, I listen to you every night, and then it gets later, and when people are lining up, and I'm like, anyway, it's so good to talk to you, and I was debating about asking for the five questions. I've never done that.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Let's try it. Let's give it a shot.
Okay, let's do it.
And like I say, I think I might have asked some of these before, but they're really easy. You can do it.
Okay.
Which laundry product got out ring around the collar?
A whisk.
Yes. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Oh, my God. I know Michelangelo.
How about Leonardo da Vinci?
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay. Okay.
What is Bill Clinton's middle name?
Jefferson.
Yeah. All right. What are the first three words of the preamble?
Oh, my goodness. These.
Oh, no, I'll tell you the first word. You can give me the next two. We.
Okay. The people?
Yes, we the people. Absolutely right.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Who was the last? Who was the last performer at Woodstock?
Let's see. Would it be Jimi Hendrix?
Yes, absolutely right. See, 4 out of 5, you win.
Thank you. Because I half expected to fall on my tush.
See?
So, hey.
All right.
I am glad you guys are in the world. I will call you back because I just want to just call and say hi and just, you know, just anyway, connect with you guys. You're awesome. And you take care, okay?
All right. Well, good deal. We'll hang on. You're a winner. We'll confirm that address. Don't go away. Thanks, Stephanie. All right. So 888-876-5593. We'll get to Fran and Austin. We got Stan and Dearborn. We got room for you two. In fact, we really have room for you two, because other than that, it is a desert wasteland. I tell you what. So yes, if you have wanted to call trivia before, I'd say now and this next hour would be the time to do that. And that's where we'll pick it up with another bumper stumper right after this on WGN Radio.
My love must be a kind of blind love. Girl, I don't see anything but you. Are the stars out tonight?
I just keep seeing you, baby.
I don't know if it's cloudy or bright.
I just can't tell,
cause I only have eyes, yeah, baby, for you, dear. Oh, the moon may be high, but I tell you, I can't see a thing in the sky. Cause I only have eyes for you. Hey, baby, baby, I don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know. If we're in a garden.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, well, that's a gift, I tell you what. So, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Fran is in Austin. Fran, welcome back to WGN Radio. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I've got two things. I've got a guess. Excuse me. I've got a frog in my throat, but other than that, I have a guess on the theme. I think it's Pop Adult Standards.
That's part of it, yes, but what about it?
They're all remakes of Pop Adult Standards.
You know, I'm going to take it, because it's actually a little more confusing than that. We're gonna settle for it. What they were, they all are big band or pop adults, and we either played the song by somebody who you wouldn't know did it, or we've played another song from the group that had a big hit with a standard. So when we play play some of these songs, we were not playing a pop standard by any means, but the group was known for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because the second thing I played, Sweet Sweet Lovin', certainly was not a pop standard or a big band hit, but it was a group that was known primarily for their remakes of big band hits.
Oh, okay. I don't remember what that was. That's, you know, back further than my attention span.
Yeah. yeah. But that was it. But that's why I tried to stick things in there that weren't big band or pop adult. But as I was doing that, I thought it's confusing enough already. So
okay. And well, I also have a guess on the trivia question, and that is chocolate.
Chocolate. I got.
Yeah, that's the thing that the Brits love to eat.
Oh, that's interesting. That's not it.
Oh, wow. I was sure that was right, and I wasn't sure about the other one. But I was sure that was right because I read an article about the British chocolate consumption, and that they really consume, you know, they eat a lot of chocolate, and that's why their teeth are so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, a whole lot of British people have bad teeth. Which,
well, yeah, but you know, that's genetic. I think that it's probably has nothing to do with chocolate. A lot of people also say it's because the NHS doesn't pay for dental. That's not it either. People from the British Isles genetically have soft teeth. It's the way it is, just like people from the Mideast have hard teeth, you know, which is wonderful. You never see a cavity or whatever. So it's genetics. But I think with chocolate, it's probably more than $35 per person per year.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, you're right about that. I stand corrected, but yeah. Oh well. Can't get them all.
Well, that's all right. No, you certainly picked up on the pop standard. Like I say, I was going to really get into it with this question. I realized, no, that's too convoluted. So we'll just give it to you. There you go. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay, thank you.
All right, yeah, because when I played Loverboy, I thought, well, nobody thought that's a pop standard, I don't think. So, all right, but still excellent, excellent, I tell you. And we have Stan in Dearborn. Stan, how are you?
Hi, Raleigh, how are you?
All right, what's going on?
Well, I've heard you play Blue Mood and by the Bitones.
Yeah, and I so
one
much...
One of your favorites.
I know, I want to know so much who this person is, the singing and lead.
Yeah, one of mine.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I told you, it took me 30 years to find that that song on a CD. I didn't never found the record yet.
Oh, but, yeah. I found the record. It was ridiculously expensive. And I'm pretty sure that it's a contraction of two people's names, C-H-A and M-A-L, but I don't know who. At first, I thought it was somebody's last name, Shamal. I called them all. There aren't that many in America. None of them knew what I was talking about. But...
And let's see what I got to say. I heard it on Cheer Radio, CHYR 710 out of Chatham, Ontario.
Yeah, see, now that's actually a clue because I've kind of narrowed this down, too. I think there is a Canadian connection there.
Yeah, so that's why what I was thinking. And I heard that when I had a paper route, and it was a kind of a not a stormy morning, but it was a Sunday morning. And we're going to pick up our papers. The moon was just, the sun was just coming up. The moon's going down. It was kind of looked like a London fog type movie, you know, from one of these Basil Rathbone movies out of England. And I heard it on there, and that's why I remembered it so much.
Right.
And I kept buying Blue Moon by everybody I saw on the list, you know?
Right, on the surveys, right.
You know, every Blue Moon I saw, I was buying, and I never found it.
Right.
Until 1992, I saw it on a CD and bought the CD, and that's where it was. So
was it like a Ronnie I CD?
Yes, Ronnie I CD, yeah.
Yeah, those were the best.
Yeah. And let's say I heard you play Loverboy.
Yes.
Cleftones?
That's right. And, of course, Loverboy was far from a pop standard, but they were known for Heart and Soul.
Yeah. And I don't know... I only have eyes for you. I don't know who did that version. I know the Flamingos, that was, you know, what they're famous for. And
yes, I don't think anybody's going to get it, but I'm going to tell you. It is, believe it or not, Jerry Butler.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, was that a later 60s?
72.
72, yeah.
Yeah,
that was a good version.
Yeah.
And I like the background of it. It was a good production.
Yeah.
And congratulations to Fran for getting the theme.
Yes, absolutely. Like I say, it was going to be a little more involved, but then I realized, oh, no, don't beat yourself up. So it made it easier, yeah.
Yeah. And I had the Belmonts and the Jaguars.
Right.
And Sweet, Sweet Lovin'. All right,
now think about this. This is a group who originally they were a doo-wop group. Then they were known for their pop standards ad nauseum. And then they came back on yet a third label in the mid-60s.
Sweet, Sweet Lovin'. I know the Drifters did that as a B-side. Yeah.
Nope. You can do better than this. All right, so originally they were on Fraternity. Oh, that's not true. I'm sorry. They were not. They were on federal. They were on federal. Right city, wrong label. They were on federal.
Federal.
Yeah, and then they wound up on Mercury. That just gave it away.
Oh, okay.
Didn't it? Do you know who it is? Yeah.
Let's see.
And then there was a third label in the mid-60s, and if I give you that, it'll definitely give it away.
Oh, that's the Platters?
Yes, absolutely yep. Right. And Sweet Sweet Lovin' was on Musicore.
Musicore. You know what? I think I have that record.
Well, hang on a minute. Yeah, John said stop right now. I got to stop right now. Hang on. Don't go away on WGN okay. Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, back to 1970 for that, but about 100 years ago for the original. And I'll have all the originals as well as the artists that we're playing tonight on the website after the show. So, 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And that brings us to Ralph in Rockford. All right, Ralph, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you, Raleigh. You are more than welcome, and I'm honored to be on your show.
Well, I'm delighted you called. And you called earlier. That's good, so we can spend some time on the charts.
Because you said you don't want to see your show turn into a wasteland. You know, that's
what you said. Right. Could happen, I'll tell you what. No, delighted to have you. And you want charts from January of 1965.
Yeah, well, I wanted to tell you something a little bit about that, because at the beginning of your show tonight, you mentioned Georgia Fame. And Georgia Fame, I know that you said he had a number one, Yeah, Yeah, that was also in January of 65.
Yeah.
And, and strangely enough, then he was apparently producing in England, he has a Columbia label. And when he had that hit, Bonnie and Clyde in 68, in the United States, he used Epic.
Right.
Yeah, that's, you know, and I know that you dealt with Epic a lot, so what is the story there?
They're co-owned. Columbia and Epic are co-owned, so that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I didn't know, I just...
Columbia was the main label, and then Epic was the sub-label, but Epic was also the label that handled the labels they distributed, or the labels that were custom labels that they did more than distribute. Labels like OK, that was distributed through Epic, or later Monument, that was distributed through Epic. Stax, after the Atlantic debacle, that was Epic. So that Epic handled that. But the main difference in the 50s was that Mitch Miller refused to release a rock and roll album on Columbia, no matter what. But that same prohibition did not exist for Epic.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that would explain it, I guess.
Yeah, but they're co-owned, like a lot of labels, like, you know, like Atlantic had a lot of sub-labels too, like Atco or Cat, yeah. You know, so not unusual to see.
Yeah, okay.
But Georgie Fame never gets his due because, like I say, he's a great jazz singer and really nice jazz stuff that, of course, doesn't get any airplay, obviously, but really, really nice stuff.
Yeah, this I think he had two number ones in England. One, Yeah, Yeah, and then Walking in the Park or Something with the Park.
Right, but again, not talking about, you know, his jazz work, which really, to me, I recognize was not. I think Get Away was the other hit besides Yeah, Yeah, but
Get Away.
Yeah. You know, the jazz stuff, of course, doesn't make money anywhere. But the Blue Flames and all that, really, really nice stuff. And some night I'll play more of that.
Yeah, well, I remember I was just a little boy, but I was listening to him, and I liked his arrangements.
Yeah, yeah. And the other, that was a little Top 40 record. It didn't do much, but I thought it was a great little record, In the Meantime.
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was a fine song.
Yeah, it was very well done as far as the jazz goes.
Yeah, it was, In the Meantime, and they released that. So,
yeah,
and he's still around, of course, and still playing. He's, he's 82 years old, and he appears, you know, he's done a lot, like in the past with Van Morrison or Bill Wyman or Alan Price, people like that. Of course, his name obviously is not Georgie Fame, it's Clive Powell.
Clive Powell, okay, well, Powell was the typical English name.
Yes. Yes.
Clyde Powell, and Clyde is a good first name, so you know who he is. Well, you talked quite a bit about England today, and then I think you had a question about what the English eat best.
Yes, yes. Like. So $35 a year they're spending on this. What is it?
Well, I mean, I've been to England quite a few times. It's probably wrong, but it would be fish and chips.
Oh, I love that. Nope, that's probably spend a lot more than that on fish and chips, I would bet.
Yeah, well, England, I think England is such a beautiful country. It has wonderful customs, you know.
Yeah, but they're not known for food.
No, not necessarily. They're known, you know, I mean, I was just very surprised, pleasantly surprised, when all of a sudden in the early 60s, mid-60s, when English music became this big.
Oh, huge. Absolutely. I mean, 64, forget about it. If you were an American act trying to get on the top 40 playlists, you better act like you're British. And you had all those groups, people like the Bo Brummels or the Walker Brothers, who claimed to be British that weren't.
No, they were not, but they wanted to jump on that British bandwagon.
Of course. Absolutely.
Money, yeah.
And then I thought the oddest one to me was when Pet Clark started having hits, because this was a woman who'd been around for, you know, since she was a teenager 15 years earlier, and she was over 30 at the time, and here she's topping the top 40 charts. So good for her, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's a little remarkable that Jimmy Page, he played the guitar on Downtown.
Yeah.
I think that was possibly her biggest hit.
Oh, yeah, in America, absolutely.
Yeah, well, it wasn't in Europe, too. It was all over Europe as well, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't 64, I think.
She had some good production behind her.
Yeah, she certainly does. And I think she lived in... I think
she was in Paris. Yeah, she was in Paris when, and Tony Hatch found her. He wrote and produced that and in late 64. And Tony at the time was working for Pi. And he wrote it after seeing New York City. And, you know, Pet Clark was a housewife in Paris at the time, still singing and all, but, you know, a settled down married lady. But he heard it and he was right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she kept... She even had this one bigger hit with Salo, you know, Salo. That was one of the things that was sung all over Europe also. I think it was a little bit later. Salo, the sea is your home.
That she now see that did not hit by her in America. Lolita no, did Sailor no, here.
No, but I remember that it hit in Germany, and there was somebody else who sang this in German. So she had,
right.
I think she was from Austria.
Yeah.
I think it was Lolita.
Yeah, Lolita is what it was, exactly, and that's who had the hit here. But, no, she had a bunch of top 40 hits, you know, here, a lot of them, probably a dozen as far as that goes, which is pretty good.
Yeah, I think she's still around. She's 90 or something.
Yeah, well, she absolutely, you know, she's 93 because she was born in 32. Yeah, and she got married in 61, and her husband just died in the last year or two. So that was Claude Wolf.
That was a long marriage.
Yes, absolutely, her whole life. Yeah. And
That's wonderful. I once heard a couple on TV. They were over 70 years married, and they were asked, you know, how is it possible to be love each other that long? And they said that the man in this relationship always had the last three words.
Yeah.
And of course, they asked him what were those three words, and he said, "Well, of course, yes, my dear."
Ah, exactly. That'll do it.
I know that I think you are married quite long too. We've been married, I believe.
It's the only time I've ever been married, and, you know, wouldn't do it again. Glad I did it, but won't do it again.
Okay, well, as far as I know John, he's always very nice. And
oh, he's wonderful, and I made a deal with him. I get to die first. And I told him, I said, you better not cross me on that. You go first, I'm snatching you back. I go first. So that's our deal.
Yeah, good. It's a very good deal. There was a case in Rockford.
Yeah.
I believe it was many years ago, and they were married 70 more and whatever years. And they, believe it or not, they died within 1 hour of each other.
You know, that does happen, and that's so odd. Yeah. You say to yourself, that's got to be on some spiritual level, you know, maybe some past life things. Who knows? But those are always eerie things, but I hear that not necessarily within an hour, but close deaths of people who are married a long time. I think that's more common than not.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And I just wish you very good luck for your next 30 years.
Oh, no, I hope not. Oh, man, let's not hope for that. But as long as I go first, tomorrow's okay. Now, with that in mind, we're going to do January of 1965. Yeah. That'd be January 23rd. You ready?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, so number one was Downtown, which is Pet Clark. You got that. I know that. Number two, You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin'.
Oh, what's the Righteous Brothers?
Number three, Love Potion number 9. And, of course, this is a remake. It's a remake of The Clovers.
Number 9, believe it or not, I've seen concerts by The Searchers 3 times.
You know, I liked them, strangely enough. I mean, I know they were mostly parroting back our R&B stuff, but I liked them.
Yeah, well, I liked The Searchers myself. They were I thought they were a very good group in 65 and 64, too.
Yeah, they really did have some nice things out on Capitol. Don't Throw Your Love Away and many more. I liked them.
Yeah.
All right. So, number four, I Feel Fine.
Oh, Beatles.
All right. Number five, Come See About Me.
Come See About Me. I think that was Motown and the Supremes.
Yep, number six, The Name Game.
Oh, that was Shirley Ellis.
Yep, number seven, Mr. Lonely.
Only the Mr. Lonely.
That's it, all right, yep.
Yeah, that was, let me think about that.
He was from Pittsburgh. They called him the Polish Prince.
Oh, yeah, he was from Pittsburgh, but he had a good name. That was Bobby Vinton.
Yes, number eight, The Jerk.
The Jerk?
Yeah, it's a great record. It's a Los Angeles record.
Yeah, I think they were called the Larks.
Yep, absolutely. No, and there were the Meadowlarks before that. Number nine, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You.
Oh, that was, we just talked about him last week, Marvin Gaye.
Yep, and number 10, Keep Searching.
Oh, that was, yeah, he got a Keep Searching.
He was on Amy, and he did tours. The Beatles actually opened for him, among other people.
Yeah, he was very well known. I think his biggest hit was Runaway.
Probably, yep.
Yeah, that was...
And who is he?
Well, I have to think about that. Just one second here. I have to think, because I know that he once came to Rockford, too, and gave a concert here in Rockford.
Okay.
And unfortunately, he committed suicide in 92.
Well, he did.
Yeah. And what is his name?
And his first name was named loosely after the car he liked. That's what he said. I didn't get it, but okay.
Well, he liked cars very much because when he came to I think Beloit here, he had a chauffeur, and the chauffeur drove him in a red Cadillac. That was Del Shannon, wasn't it?
Yep. Charles Westover is Del Shannon, and Del was after DeVille. Don't ask me.
Yeah.
But yes, all right, you got the top 10. Very good.
Yeah, thank you.
And, all right. So hang on, don't go away. Stay right where you are, and we'll confirm that address. All right, good deal. Good to hear from Ralph. 888-876-5593. Another bumper stumper coming up in minutes right here on WGN Radio. Fishies couldn't have gotten worse. Then along comes this group. Don Costa produced. He should have been ashamed of himself. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. We've got another half hour of Monday Night Trivia. We got Nayota. We'll do MBTI, no doubt. We got Matthew. All right, Matthew. And Matthew is on the west side. And Gary is in Austin. And there's plenty of room for you right here on WGN Radio.
She wore blue velvet. That velvet was the night. Softer than satin was the light from her eyes. She wore blue velvet, and as the night danced slowly by, warmer than May, her tender sighs, love was ours. All the love we held tightly
here in this rapture.
But when she's gone, gone was the glow.
hot blue velvet.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. A nice version of that. Yeah, Buzz Kasson on lead and Hugh Jarrett backing him up. And it was an early Snuff Garrett production. Obviously came out in Liberty. So who are they? All right, and of course, Blue Velvet, a pop standard, and that goes back actually not that far, 1951 to Tony Bennett. I say not that far, of course, because the definitive R&B version's got to be the Clovers from January 55. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh, and that is going to take us to Gary in Austin. Gary, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
I got a better attitude than my back does. But
I hate to hear that. Back pains are the absolute worst.
Yeah, I was trying to reorganize some stuff in my cabinets, and I was bending down, and I did something to it. Now there's all stuff all over the place.
Oh, God.
I got to wait a day or two before I can fix it, but that's life. You know.
Organization is so overrated.
Yeah. I was trying to find something, and I never did find it all that.
Oh, jeez.
Hopefully. Anyway, such is life, you know.
Yes, indeed. So we're going to do some 5x5, are we?
Yeah, I think so.
What alcohol and card game have the same name?
Gin.
Where is the smallest bone on the body?
In the ear.
Yeah. Where can you get a Baconator?
Wendy's.
Yeah. Who is the richest person in the world?
Elon Musk.
Yes. Absolutely right. All right. So you've won.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very nice, nice guesses there. Yeah, richest person in the world. There's something wrong with this equation. Anyway, so be it. Yes, and hang on.
I know it's not me. So.
Well, right. It's not me. You know, it's interesting because, of course, I don't know how many billions he has, but I remember in the 60s when the richest man in America was John D. MacArthur, and he had $700 million. Now, the reason I know this is he had an exit at the Sunshine State Parkway. And so back then when it was numbered, he was exit number 8. I'm like, who the hell is John D. MacArthur? Well, he's the richest man in America, Raleigh.
J. Paul Getty being the richest.
Yeah, man. Right. That'd be probably a little later. But yes, and we were not talking many billions, probably going on trillions. No, Jesus. All right.
Yeah,
so hang on. Don't go away.
Okay,
all right,
thanks.
So good deal. Yeah, $700 million. And he lived at the Breakers. So nice hotel. All right, now Gene in Dalton is checking in. All right, Gene. Now, firstly, Gene, how are you feeling?
How are you?
All right, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing. But you made me feel better tonight. You played some of the best music of my went to my ears tonight and helped me so much.
Oh, good.
And you know, I have a little story to tell you about my husband. You know, we had the Korean War, and when he was stationed at Fort Eustis, Virginia, he had R&R, and he walked into a nightclub, and they were playing Blue Moon, and he loved that song from the day we got together till the end of his life. And I'll tell you that has very good memories, and I appreciated your version of it.
Oh, good.
And I said to myself, you always enlighten me for a moment, and I like that so much. Yes. And you know, another thing, did Fran guess the trivia question?
I think so. Of course, I don't remember now, but I'm pretty sure. I don't. You know what's terrible? I don't even remember the trivia question. Now let me go back and find it. Oh God, that's terrible. I've lost the question. Oh, it had come to this. Oh yeah, nobody's gotten this question. Yes, in 2000, the British spent $35 per person per year on this edible. What edible?
Well, you know what, Kimberly, when she was on her honeymoon, it was England and Greece, and they always were talking about fish and chips, and it just came to me, and I said to her, I wonder if it could be that, because when I tell her about my
one of my favorite songs.
No, you know, I think they spend more than $35 on fish and chips.
I see. Oh, probably they do. You're right.
Yeah.
Right. I see. But, and then, you know, there's an old song. You don't play it tonight. You don't have any time anyhow. But, you know, I can't think of the name of it. And it was an oldie all the time for me. You know how old I am. And when day is done and shadows fall, I'll think of you. And I don't know the name of it. And it's one of those oldie ones. And I know that you'll find it for me because you're so good at it. And
I think, by the way, I think that is Home When Shadows Fall. And I'll tell you, Bobby Darin did a version of it, but obviously he didn't have the original. And Bing Crosby had it. And
Bing Crosby again.
Yeah.
Kim really had a hard time getting that. We still do some kind of button or something she has to push or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, have her send me an email with her phone number, and I'll walk her through it.
Oh, great, because I really want that before I get too old.
Yeah, but when day is done, like I say, that goes way back. I think the first person who did it was 1926, so that predates all of us. But then Les Brown did it in 1938, which is a little more recent. But it goes back to 1926, and the first guy to do it was, well, actually, the first guy to do it was not American, but we don't need to go there. It was 1924, actually. But in America, it was Harry Pollack. And you're saying who the hell is that? Well, that's right. It was the 20s, so who the heck would know? But
would be 106,
right?
And he bought the phonograph, and he would buy a lot of records when they were coming out.
Sure,
I wish I had a really and truly. And so I was much younger. You know, there was eight of us. I was at KLM there. So anyway, he would be playing the music, and and my mother too. With the piano. So I always had music growing up, and then my husband loved music, my daughter, everybody is musical. So I'm not a singer, so I would listen very well. And so many of these songs had a memory, coming
sure.
from a big family. There was the Sundays, we'd gather, and the Saturday nights, I'd watch them all date and everything, and everybody had different music and dancing. The Warriors were everything dancing, I mean, they had the Trianon and Aragon and all the ballrooms, and, there was so much music. So I was really raised with that. And so I think of these songs, and each one sticks out with each person in the family, actually.
Sure.
So I get these memories now, you get old, my book is closing, and I'll tell you, there's things that are coming back that I never thought of,
Well, yeah, and this was one of those songs that was by the 40s. It was done by literally 100 people, everybody from Cozy Cole to Al Goodman and Bobby Hackett, and Eddie Duchin had a vocal on it. And, Les Elgart had a version of it, Guy Lombardo, Dick Hyman. So it was around, but it was a standard. It was originally a German song. And I couldn't pronounce it to save my soul. Something like Du bist schoner als der Sonnenschein or something.
Oh my gosh, you sound like my mother there for a minute. She spoke German.
Well, there you go. So that is it. When day is done. And the first one here was Harry Pollack, and that was 26.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see. My brother Eddie was born 26. My brother Henry was born 1920.
Yeah.
That music was up there, because they were much older than me, because I'm 92. Yeah.
But that song, like I say, in the 40s was done by a lot of people. It got picked up in a lot of people, and then into the 50s as well. So it's one of those songs that's been around. I mean, it's still being recorded.
Oh, it would be nice if you could find a version of it. Tomorrow night I'll be a listening.
Okay.
That'll be nice.
All
because
right.
Kimberly, we'll both be at doctors on Wednesday and Thursday, so I probably won't, on those 2 days. But I will be listening tomorrow night
because
you always brighten me up, and I appreciate
it. My pleasure.
That. And I was so surprised when Stephanie had called, because at that time, when I heard it, I was going to call. And when she said that her mother remembered that,
Yeah. And then I think of all those pianists, my husband and Papa, hey, Artie, oh, Perry, play. You know, they knew what he was going to play after a while. They just did it, you know.
Sure.
That was nice. But anyway, you stay as nice as you are. I appreciate you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. And I'll play it for you tomorrow night. Promise.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
And get all safe. And we really thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
So... yeah, it has been done by virtually everybody. There's an Earl Bostic. I like Earl Bostic, but I don't think that has the lyrics in it. So I will probably, it's an instrumental, probably stay away from that. Matthew is on the West Side. Matthew, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Rowdy James. My name is Matthew Kennedy. How are you tonight?
All right. How about yourself, Matthew Kennedy?
I'm very good. Thank you. I wanted to call and just let you know something you may have not have heard of or seen in your intro world, but I used to listen to you, Raleigh, with my grandmother. We're kind of night owls.
Uh-huh.
We're Virgos. We're Virgos. We're born 2 days apart in August 31st and 29th. And when my grandpa passed away, my grandma used to tell me come over for dinner, and I used to stay with her all the way till 1 or 2 a.m., believe it or not, and left her watching Andy Griffith's show and Johnny Carson's show on AMC, and used to listen to you. My grandma and grandpa used to have the under the cabinet radio in the kitchen.
Sure.
That always had on WGN 720 for the Cubs games. My grandpa, and it was on, Raleigh, 24/7, whether it was low, medium, or high, it was on 24/7. News radio. It was always on.
That's great.
You know, sometimes she used to smile on her face. She used to light up when, she would know some of the answers to you and your questions or your musical things or just really anything. And, you know, I would listen to her answers and the responses and stuff. So in the world of your unknown, I just want you to know that it really means a difference what you do. And just know that some people out here, I'm 33, and my grandma used to light up when she kind of heard your rhetoric. It really means a lot to me.
That's so nice of you to let me know that, Matthew. I appreciate that.
I couldn't not, because I was thinking about her, and I heard you again, and sometimes she used to listen to Detective Richie Diamond on, it was either 720 or 780 overnight.
Okay.
The old old detective show.
Sure.
You know, on radio.
Yes.
And she would love, I used to love that as a little kid, and kind of listening to her, and she would love the, you know, the Honeymooners, Jackie Gleason,
yeah.
Ralph, you know, all that. And you know, you kind of bring me nostalgia, but in the same way, you kind of bring good memories to my head with my grandma and I. And I was born in 1992, but I definitely appreciate what you do, and I thank you.
Well, it is great to hear from you. I hope you will call me again. And I hadn't thought about Richie Diamond in years, Dick Powell, the singing detective. It was just great.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. And all the episodes and just it was a good time. Thank you again, Raleigh. I'll
Thanks
talk to you again.
Definitely. I hope so. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. How nice. How nice to hear from Matthew. That's a pleasure. Yeah. Richard Diamond, private detective. And that was like 49 to 53, I think. And the Dick Powell, yeah, who could sing. And did play piano and sang on that. All right, so we'll get to Mark and Aurora. John typed up my Star Trek question and gave it to me, which means now I got to find it. It was here minutes ago, and we'll pick it up right there. We got Naoto also. We'll probably end the show with MBTI trivia. That's a fine way to do it. Coming up on WGN Radio.
I'm through with my own. Searching for a new love. Can that new love be you? I want a Sunday candle, a love to laugh. As Saturday night, I'd like to know it's more. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want that's on the square can't seem to find somebody to care.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, that's your last bumper stumper. Who is that? 1972 on ATCO. All right, now, Mark in Aurora. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Mark, how's it going?
Here I be.
There you are, absolutely. And John, type this up for me.
What is the latest on Jim from Richmond?
I have not heard from Jim last week and have not heard from him tonight, so I don't know.
I hope he didn't.
Well, we hope he did.
Well, yeah. Go through it.
Yeah.
Go through with it.
We hope that he is still with us. But more to the point, if he is, we hope that he's going to be able to turn it around, that he is hell-bent and determined to do what's necessary to have a life worth living.
Cause yeah.
Yeah.
Avail himself of options.
Yes, exactly. Because I can certainly see why he'd say, I can't go on like this anymore. I'm with him. But there are options.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe we'll hear this week.
Hope so.
All right.
Jim, if you're out there, let us know that you're all right.
Indeed. And maybe he'll call tomorrow night. So there you have it. All right. We are going to Star Trek. And as you know, Captain Kirk was famously involved in romantic clinches from time to time during Star Trek. How many were there? On-screen smooches, how many?
Oh, boy. Oh, how many actual smooches? Yeah,
and we know the most famous was in 1968 with Nichelle Nichols.
We
know that.
Yeah.
So I wasn't going to ask you about that. And, of course, his romantic life intersected with his mission. Aliens, androids, humans, you know, he was certainly not prejudiced against anything.
Yep.
And so it highlighted his reputation as a lover, spanning encounters across the galaxy.
He got around.
Yes.
He got around. Was he a philanthropist or a philanderer?
Neither, I hope. Yeah. How many times?
Let's say nine.
19.
19, okay.
Yes.
Off by 10. Off by 10. Oh,
including Carol Marcus, Mira Manny, Dr. Helen Noel, and others.
Yes. Oh, yes, Dr. Helen Noel.
Yeah.
Dagger of the Mind. that was quite an episode. Yeah, and we now know that whenever John gets a question, I probably won't get it.
Yeah, and God knows I have trouble even reading them. But there you go. All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Oh, does he have a doctor's handwriting there?
No, it's that, okay. You know, I look at this because, you know, I've never seen any of this stuff, so it might as well be in Latvian.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Good morning.
It. Okay, bye. All right. So, yeah, I wouldn't know. No, his writing is fine. It's just I don't have any frame of reference. All right, I got 2 minutes, and it's going to be Naoto in Japan. So we'll get to it here. Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio. Are you there, Naoto? Hello? We've lost Naoto. Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, you know, that's the nice thing about Monday Night Trivia. We do it every week. And so I'll just save his MBTI question for next week. Now, as far as everything we played, I'll tell you, but I'll also put on the website, you know, who did it originally and all that. But we started with The Incredibles, Heart and Soul, 1966 on Audio Arts. We played The Platters, Sweet, Sweet Lovin', 1967 on MusiCorps. But, of course, they were more known for things like My Prayer, which was an absolute standard originally done by Glenn Miller in 1939, and The Ink Spots. The Belmonts did Don't Get Around Much Anymore, 1961 on Sabina or Sabrina, depending on where you got the record. The Cleftones doing Loverboy, 1958 on G, better known, of course, for Heart and Soul. The Jaguars, The Way You Look Tonight, 1959 on Ardell, originally Fred Astaire, written by Jerome Kern, by the way. The Vitones did Blue Moon, 1962 on Shamal. Jerry Butler did I Only Have Eyes for You, signature song for the Flamingos, obviously, 1972. Embers did Faraway Places, yeah, beach music, 1970. It was The Empires with Three Little Fishies, 1963 on Colpix. And Blue Velvet, the one with Buzz Kasson and Hugh Jarrett and Snuff Garrett. Well, it's The Statues on Liberty. And finally, A Sunny Kind of Love. That was, of course, Lenny Welch, and signature song for the Harptones, don't you know? All right, so we'll have the originals and all that other information. And, you know, I think it's full shows from now to eternity. Well, at least Labor Day anyway. So that's 10 p.m. Central, 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls, but above all, I thank you for calling. It's what makes the show a pleasure to do. Look forward to talking to you hopefully tomorrow night on WGN Radio.